Ask Brett takes us to Canada this week. Two cities, one farewell, and a friendship that began at a conference and ended with someone handing over a spare bedroom key.
This is the 9th entry in Brett's World Traveler series, and it covers a lot of ground. Chosen family, what Vancouver feels like from the inside, and what it means to close a chapter with the Pride movement in Saskatoon.
Let's start with the cities themselves, and the people who made them matter.
This entry is doing two things at once. It's a travel piece about two very different Canadian cities, and it's a reflection on what decades inside the global Pride movement actually builds between people.
And the answer, it turns out, is not just a network. It's a room with your name on it.
Literally. The friendship with Alan begins at an InterPride AGM and World Conference in Vancouver. And when a couch is requested for a future New York trip, the answer comes back, no, but you can stay in my spare bedroom. And then, a spare bedroom that would, from that point forward, be referred to simply as your room.
That is a very specific kind of friendship, the kind where the upgrade happens before you even arrive.
Vancouver itself gets a full portrait here. The word used is unhurried, a city comfortable with itself, framed by mountains on one side and the Pacific on the other. The tourist circuit gets a full endorsement. Stanley Park, Granville Island, Gastown, the waterfront. The argument is that the tourist trail gives you the shape of a place, its bones, the context everything else is understood from.
Then the entry pivots to Saskatoon, which is a different proposition entirely.
Entirely. Where Vancouver is polished and Pacific-facing, Saskatoon is cold, low on the skyline, wide-streeted, with prairie wind that moves through unimpeded. The description is cinematic. Western films come to mind. The proportions, the straightness of the streets.
The conference there carried weight too, and not just meteorological.
It was the final InterPride AGM and World Conference attended as part of the operational structure. Many years of it. The phrase used is chosen family, and it's used deliberately. In the Pride movement, chosen family is not a metaphor. It is a lived reality. What followed wasn't a difficult farewell so much as a celebration of what had been built. There's a postscript worth noting. After Saskatoon came an invitation to serve on the Emeritus Council. Recognition that the work and the years meant something lasting.
Canada isn't done with the series either. Toronto and Montreal are both promised their own entries.
Which means the themes running through this one, belonging, movement, the cities that mark turning points, are going to keep developing. The chosen family, it seems, keeps expanding.
Two cities, one era closing, and a spare bedroom that became a standing invitation. That's a lot of geography to carry in a single entry.
The next stop is Toronto. Different city, different story, but the same thread running underneath it.